This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington grows a vast majority of the nation's hops, but the past year has tossed a few hurdles in their path, like pandemic closures, drought, and record high temps. But in spite of it all, Jackie Brophy with the Washington Hops Commission says this year's crop has set new acreage records.
It's interesting because it seems like for a while we've always thought, okay, this is the highest acreage is going to go, because as far as NAS goes, we've officially broken, 60,000 acres this year, and that's never happened before.
Brophy says, yes, last year's bar and restaurant closures did hurt, but it seems more people are now brewing hop-heavy craft beers.
You know, things have been a little bit slower because of COVID. However, it seems like now that things are opening up, people are, to use the phrase, cautiously optimistic, happy to see that things are starting to slowly pick back up again.
And Brophy says there's been a lot of exciting work going on in the industry with all of the new hop varieties.
And then also agronomics, for a variety of reasons, like people are looking for things like drought tolerance, or if they're more susceptible to a certain disease, have a higher yield, so people are more efficient with their land. People are always looking to improve what we can offer.
Brophy says growers are optimistic of a quicker turnaround than anticipated, thanks to demand in the second quarter.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.